delicious Rita. Knowing you're near, it's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Matthew chapter 22, verses 37 through 39, Jesus replied, "Love the Lord your God with all of your heart and with all of your soul and with all of your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment, and the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself." Jesus said that's the greatest commandment, to love the Lord with all of your heart, with all of your soul, and with all of your mind. And love our neighbor as ourselves. Always good to be reminded of that. Hey, Mike, looky here. It is Friday, and all God's people said, amen and amen. Hey, it's Joey Kroll with you. Thank you so much for joining me today for the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. Mark, as you've been listening this week, has been airing a rebroadcast of Moody's Founders Week from the other week, all this week. So he said, hey, you know what, Joey, just kind of flip-flop with me. And so he asked me to come in and do the Friday edition. And I'll tell you what, this week has been an awesome week. Now, I'm not sure what the quality of our program is so far, but this week I am doing the program down in Nashville, Tennessee. Yeah, live from Nashville. I'm actually part of the National Religious Broadcasters Convention taking place all this week. And it's so neat how you can, through the, if I use the term, magic of radio, I'm able to do this today from my room here in Nashville. And I heard you guys got some snow up there this week. It's actually not bad over here in Nashville. I'll be returning tomorrow. But the National Religious Broadcasters Conference, I'll tell you what, it is such an awesome thing. It is for Christian programmers, Christian radio hosts, Christian media leaders. It's the largest event in the entire world, all of us meeting together, go to conferences, seminars, summits, and kind of hear from some of the leaders on how to do what we do better and kind of reshift our focus and remind us that at the end of the day, it's all about the gospel. It is always good to be reminded of that. It really is. I think we all need that in our callings, to remind us that whatever we do, do it all for the glory of God. Amen. Always good to be reminded of that. And we have a lot of big name people, the famous pastors and teachers that we hear on Christian radio all across the world. And bumped into Dr. David Jeremiah a couple of times. In fact, I hope this doesn't sound too bad. I took what we call a stalker picture. He was like having lunch from like 50 feet away. So I took a picture of him having his lunch. I bumped into Dr. Tony Evans, spoke with him for a little bit. Just so neat. Bumping into these people. I had, in fact, a coffee with Chris Brooks. As you know, he's the new host of the midday program on WGNN, Equipped with Chris Brooks. What a dynamic heart this man has. If you have not tuned in to Equipped with Chris Brooks on WGNN at 12 noon, I encourage you to do so. He just loves the Lord. We prayed together after just kind of connecting for about 45 minutes or so, and got to spend some time with Chris Fabry. But I think the highlight of my entire week was meeting Johnny Erickson Tada and her husband Ken Tada. And I'll tell you what, you know, there are some people that you meet and you just feel love just stream through their body onto you. You know what I'm talking about? Just people you meet and they're really attentive to you and you just feel that love of Christ through them. You know what I'm talking about? That's what I felt when I talked with Johnny Erickson Tada and her husband Ken. Now, it was only about 5 minutes at most, but filled with love, and I have so much more respect for them now after just talking with them than I ever did before. Just sweet, sweet people. So that's been my week. That's why I'm down here, just kind of reconnecting, learning a lot of stuff as well. So just how neat technology is this day in 16. Hey, just a few announcements here today on Great News Radio. We have coming up, as you know, we've been talking about it for quite some time, the Great News Radio 20th Anniversary Celebration Extravaganza. Try saying that like two times in a row. That's Thursday night, April 7th, Lincoln Square Mall in Urbana. More details on that. You're invited to be part of that, celebrating 20 years of ministry. GreatNewsRadio.org. That's Thursday. That's Thursday night. But also Friday morning, there's a special Pastor's Appreciation Breakfast with Dr. Erwin Lutzer. Now, he's going to be the keynote speaker for the Thursday night 20th celebration. But pastors and ministry leaders, you're invited to have a special breakfast with Dr. Erwin Lutzer taking place at the Hilton Garden Inn Conference Center in Champaign. We just kind of unveiled this in just the last few days. More details on this. You do need to register and RSVP in advance, all at our website, greatnewsradio.org, if you don't have access to the internet. Call Karen. She can give you the details, kind of set you up, give you everything you kind of need to know. 217-367-7777. Again, the telephone number to our front office, 217-367-7777. Well, coming up in just a few moments, we're going to dive into God's Word from John chapter 15. We're going to talk about how Jesus is the vine, and apart from him, wow, we can do nothing. So we're going to take a look at John chapter 15 right after this on the Friday edition of Mark and Friends right here on Great News Radio.
Oh,
That's right. We're lifting him up today on this Friday. Thank you so much for listening to today's edition of Mark and Friends right here on Great News Radio. I am Joey Kroll, and, you know, you ever hear people say, I'm busy. I'm so busy. I got a lot to do. I'm busy. We hear that a lot in our culture and our society today, don't we? We really do. And some people say it with a sigh, and they also may have a hint of pride when they say it. Not everybody, but see, being busy is like a badge of honor in our society today. It can be a way of convincing ourselves that we are significant and important, right? But it can also present a problem, because busyness does not always equal productivity. See, the truth is that we may never find ultimate purpose in what we do. Purpose is more personal. Finding purpose is about knowing a person and allowing him to shape our lives. Real life, deep, meaningful, satisfying life comes from connecting to Jesus and allowing his life to flow through ours. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. On the surface, that may sound kind of sparkly, sappy, spiritual, completely out of touch with the rough and tumble daily life of the real life. But Jesus made the concept very practical, though, friend. He made it by talking about a vineyard. If you have your Bible, go ahead and turn to John chapter 15. I'll tell you what, the Gospel of John is probably one of my favorite books of the Bible. I'm not sure why. I just love it. John chapter 15, verses 1 through 8. This is Jesus talking here. He says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, so that it may be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. And Jesus says here in verse 5, I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. I'll tell you what, that is a very strong and direct statement. Jesus said, apart from me, you can do nothing. I'll tell you what, only hours, if you study the timeline here, only hours before Jesus' arrest, he made 7 I am statements. And here, by calling himself the true vine, Jesus established himself as the source of all that flows from him to his followers, right? Since he is the source of life for every branch, that's you and me, by the way, it is critical, if you think about it, that the branches, again, you and me, are vitally and solidly connected to him. Jesus announced the gardener, which is God, he's referring to God the Father here. He said he would remove every branch that doesn't produce fruit, meaning visible evidence of living a connection to the vine, Jesus. Now, I don't want to come across as having a judgmental spirit when I say this here, but people who falsely claim to be followers of Christ are unmasked by their lack of spiritual fruit. Does that make sense? People who say that they're followers of Jesus, it's easy to tell who is and who isn't just by their spiritual fruit that they produce in their life. And as a result of their counterfeit faith, God removes them from their pseudo relationship with Christ. Maybe that's why Jesus said, many will come to me that day, calling me Lord, Lord, but I will tell them I never knew you. Friend, it is all about Jesus. It's all about our having a real life relationship with him. God also prunes so that it will be even more fruitful. In verse 2 that we see here, right? God continually works to produce spiritual fruit in you and me. God is unrelenting in shaping us and molding us to be more and more like Jesus. But I've noticed in my life sometimes that comes in ways through trials and rough seasons of life. In fact, I was telling somebody, you know, can I just, Lord, if you want me to grow, just let me sit down in a classroom and listen to you rather than having to go through just some of the tough stuff of life. I'll tell you what, it can be painful. It really can, but it's good. Change that brings us closer to Christ. Oh, friend, that's always good, right? Change that brings us closer to Jesus is always good. So ask yourself, am I changing to be more like Jesus? Am I changing to be more like Jesus? Do you look more like Jesus today than you did 5 years ago? Now, friend, let me just encourage you here today. Progress, not perfection, is the goal. Okay? Progress, not perfection, is the goal. Progress, not perfection, is the goal. Jesus said, verse 4, remain in me, and I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me, and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. You know, Jesus used one word repeatedly in this passage, remain. In fact, in the NIV, he used it 8 times throughout John chapter 15, verses 4 to 10. Jesus wanted to emphasize the mutual interweaving of his life into the lives of his followers. To remain, in this context, carries the idea of personal, intimate residence. Jesus wanted to clarify that his followers must abide in him and he in them. See, when you remain in Christ, your thoughts are saturated with the mind of Jesus. Your heart beats with the compassion of Jesus, and your will bows to the lordship of Jesus. All of which changes your prayers, don't it? Rather than praying a laundry list of self-serving demands, the believer who remains in Jesus will pray like Jesus. He humbled himself. He meditated on God's word. Just hours before he was going to be arrested in the garden, what was he praying for? He prayed for his church. Rather than praying a laundry list of self-serving demands, the believer who remains in Jesus will pray like Jesus. So to truly grow in our relationship with him, we must tap into the vine. Jesus is the vine who empowers us to live productive lives for God. So friend, I encourage you today as we wrap up this week, get ready for a weekend and a brand new week and month next week. I encourage you to spend some time with him. Find your source. Find your source. Find your strength. Find your direction in him. Jesus said, I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing.
I'm down and oh my soul so weary, when troubles come and my heart burdened me, then I am still and wait here in the silence until you come and sit a while with me. Raise me up so I can stand on mountains. You raise me up to walk on stormy seas. I am strong when I am on your shoulders. You raise me up to more than I. More than I. when I am on your shoulders, you raise me up to more than I can be. You raise me up to more than I can be.
Yeah, isn't that great? Ivan Parker, and you raise me up. Well, friend, I do thank you for your time and your attention on the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. Hey, be sure to join me for this weekend's edition of Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. Until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your Friday.